My interest in the grassroots people is an interest in telling the complete story. It's really the historian in me that says, wait a minute, we're not really getting the whole story. That was the kind of kid I was. That's the kind of writer I am. Let's tell the whole story. So the story of woman suffrage, when it is told, is very focused on leaders, on Stanton and Anthony, and then even Harriet Stanton Blatch, who doesn't get enough exposure in history and in the press. But you would think that 5 or 10 brilliant women, all of them, almost all of them, white women, made this happen by themselves. And so mine is an interest in the truth. The truth is that tens of thousands of women participated in this movement. Some of them did it from the beginning of their involvement until they died. Some of them did it until the vote was won in 1920 and then went off and did other kinds of things. But, you know, it's the business of who was anonymous, right? Yeah. Anonymous was a woman. If you look at the pictures of the suffrage parades, you see how many people whose names you don't know, I don't know, nobody knows, participated in this movement. And they're really the heroes, because this is a lesson in political organizing, among other things. It's bottom up, not top down. If there hadn't been the sheer numbers of all these different kinds of women of one mind about the vote, even if they were of different minds about other issues, of one mind about the vote, and if they hadn't done what your grandmother did, if they hadn't put in the time to make the phone calls, create the literature. You know, there was a huge amount of literature connected to the suffrage movement in New York, particularly because the state is so ethnically diverse, and these brilliant women created suffrage propaganda, shall we call it, in 9 or 10 different languages, because they were trying to persuade the men of New York State, whatever language those men spoke and read, to vote on their side. All of that is the kind of work that Anonymous did. The endless numbers of women who not only marched and created the literature and went door-to-door canvassing and stood on street corners, and I would say that 98% of them are people whose names we don't even know. And to me, they're the heroes and the most interesting part of the suffrage story.